We are mere days away from TakeOver Chicago. Did we get any new matches? How are the evening's matches on NXT? We're going to talk about all of that and more right now on NXT.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, no! We're only many days away from...
Oh, yes.
So many days away from NXT TakeOver Chicago. And tonight was a weird episode. Not what you would call the textbook go-home show for a pay-per-view, but you know what? We're going to talk about all of that and more. Thank you for joining us. I'm one of your hosts, the Internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Joined, as always, by the NXT team in full effect, my meaty boys. Yep. Look at this. It's my hairy meaty boy, the True Hobo.
Yeah. And as of right now, I'm changing my name again.
Oh?
To Richard Shaped. Yep, nice. Richard Shaped.
Nice. That's good.
Good name. Strong name. It sounds like the name of a lawyer.
It should work. If it's Richard Shaped, it works.
Yeah.
That's the
it
new
works.
Shirt
Richard Shaped
out.
Works.
Yeah. Awesome.
S-C-H-A-P-E-D. Shaped.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark C. Donica, son of Mark B. Donica.
That's the son part?
Yeah, father of Mark D. Donica.
Oh, okay.
You, just as you're the son of Mark A. Donica.
That's exactly how it works.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Sunday Mart.
All right. Did it? For real? Sweet.
Man, that was hot.
That was pretty hot. That was pretty good, Richard.
Yeah. Richard Shaped.
Cambot, can we get that up on Still Store?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, the magic
there it
falling.
Is.
It's fading out. Hold on. Before we just start a cussing away, see what the folks at home.
Farts!
We are only a mere few days away from TakeOver Chicago, and tonight was the go-home show, not your standard go-home show, but you know what? We're going to talk about all that and more right now, so stay with us!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV! And now, let the buzz begin!
Weird! Hi, everybody! Thank you for joining us on tonight's episode of the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I am one of your hosts, the Internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica, but I might be changing that soon. Who knows? Hobo.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
You're also
I
here.
Change my name all the time.
You do?
Today, it is Richard Shaped. Mr. Richie Shaped.
Richie Shaped?
Yeah, I'm making business cards.
What's your catchphrase?
Well, if it's Rich Shaped, it works.
That's
yeah.
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 Rich for their pleasure.
You're a worker.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're a worker.
I work them. I work all of them. Yeah.
Two at a time.
Work them two at a time.
Work them till he spits. Sit it next to him, Bill Hanstock.
Well, as I observed during Monday Night's Raw, it's called a fatal five-way because there aren't enough holes. How's it going, everybody? I'm Bill Hanstock. You can follow me on Twitter at Sundown Motel.
Only is it extreme. Yeah. It's an extreme.
Extreme.
Someone's going to get extremely ruled in that fatal five-way.
But tonight we're talking about NXT because you know what? That's what you come here for. So here we go.
And you complain if we don't give it to you.
It happens.
X is going to give it to you.
Going to give it to you.
Going to give it to you.
Give it to you.
No, X already left the studio.
Hey.
He came and left. But I mean, it's here. He gave it to us.
Oh.
It's around.
Hey, don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at. That's not by DMX. It's actually by Will Smith, Big Willie style. The theme song to the smash hit movie Wild Wild West, of course.
Big Willie style. You should probably
he's
take
all
that.
In it.
Richard.
Big
no,
Willie
no,
style is it. Richard Shaped, and he's all in it.
So, yeah.
So tonight was the go home show for NXT TakeOver Chicago, and it didn't really feel like one. You know, like
no one went home.
No, like the only thing that was like, hey, this is we're going to have a special show on Saturday was the last segment, which was only about 5-7 minutes between Bobby Roode and Hideo Itami.
Well, I mean, they just sort of kept working in those Hideo Itami packages to remind you who he is, what he's capable of. He's had a lengthy career in NXT, but it's definitely not been all on screen. So you got to remind people, here's what he does, and he's very good at it, and he might actually do it to somebody named Bobby Roode on Saturday.
Just a good reminder that Hideo Itami's package is lengthy, but has been underwhelming.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of lot of medical in between.
Yeah, sure.
What? All right.
True.
But on Saturday, if Hideo Itami lasts longer than 4 hours, he should consult a physician. if he remains healthy for longer than 4 hours, something has gone horribly wrong.
Thanks, Steve. But aside from that, some of the other, we got one new match tonight and a match for next week, and or two matches confirmed for next week, and Asuka a little bit, which one of the
that
best
Asuka
parts?
Thing, that was, yeah, that was my highlight of the episode.
Sure, we're gonna get there. but the night started with Drew McIntyre versus Sean Maluda,
yeah.
TV's own Sean Maluda,
and just another good reminder that Drew McIntyre is friggin' huge.
He's a biggin.
Yeah, no, legitimately large guy, big man.
Would you say that he's in charge though?
You know, he was tonight for the majority of the match over Sean Maluda.
Yeah.
He was telling Maluda what to do. Kind of like, you go over there. You fall over now. You get kicked in the face. Yeah.
Drew McIntyre treated Sean Maluda like a log in the Highland Games.
I'll go ahead and let you be unconscious now.
But I will say, Galloway showed that he would
you go... wee tosser.
He would go the extra mile to make sure that Maluda stayed down, even endangering his own physical safety, because he ended up with that giant shiner
under his eye. He knocked him out with his eyeball.
Yep.
That's how tough Drew McIntyre
is. Well, it's also how tough Sean Maluda is. He's got that Samoan head. You don't want to headbutt a Samoan. That's what happens. You break your orbital bone. Don't do it. Bad delicious. For you.
This would be bad news.
Bad.
Those are bad for you.
So, are we excited that we're seeing Sean Maluda again?
Good for him.
No, Bill, tell us how you really feel for the audio folks at home.
Don't care.
All right, cool.
I mean, nothing against Sean Maluda. The expression, are you excited to see Sean Maluda again, is not any question I ever expected to field. That's why my face did that.
Sure. Well, it's we did the Cruiserweight Classic show last year, and it was he had a wonderful showing in that. But since then, he hasn't really been able to get his footing, it seems.
You know, I like... He's still tonight against a guy like Drew McIntyre. He still showed a lot of spontaneity. He was able to hang in there. He was able to take McIntyre off his game at least once or twice. So it's not like he was... McIntyre was in there with a bag of lawn clippings. Yeah. No, I mean, Maluda was there. He was really ready to go against one of the top talents in the world.
It wasn't Braun Strowman versus James Ellsworth.
No, it wasn't. You know, he
Sean Maluda had two fists and he had a fighting chance.
Yeah, two fists and a beard.
I think the problem was he had a chin.
And a sarong.
Well, some sort of, I don't know, skirt, I guess. Mm, yeah. Showing a lot of leg. A little leg.
Sweet gams.
Yeah.
And then after the match.
I was just going to say, is it so wrong to be a fan of Sean Maluda's sweet gams?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Anyways, after the match.
You want.
After the match, Galloway essentially challenged Wesley Blake formally for a match next week, which is going to take place at before TakeOver Chicago. But he said that everybody should be on notice. Like, are we excited? One, are we excited that Wesley Blake is back in the singles picture? And two, how quick will he be out of the singles picture once Drew Galloway Drew McIntyre kicks his face off?
You know, I think Wesley Blake needs some direction. I think he needs to go back to his roots. Hmm. He should be like...
Tag team with Oney?
He should talk to Oney Lorcan about it.
Yeah, he should be like King of the Trailer Park, Wesley Blake. Yeah.
Nice.
Comes out in like a robe. It's all dirty.
I like it.
Tattered. And he's got 100 kids that come with him and... Yeah.
So
that's really, I think, something that people can get behind. Well, just because it's so real. You feel it, you know?
It's just like real life.
Yeah, come out with a pet alligator. Yeah, he lives in Florida. He looks like he's from Florida.
Now that ZZ's gone, you can do whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were talking about it during watching the show, but Drew McIntyre thinks so little of Wesley Blake that with TakeOver on Saturday, he knows, nah, this ain't a TakeOver match. I'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's...
I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You arsehole.
Are you saying ours? Never mind.
Yeah.
Ours
is whole.
Thank you,
it's
Richard.
An R.
Thank you, Richard.
Arseholes.
Not in, yeah. This is an R. Sign language.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know that.
ASL.
Yeah. 22 Mayo.
29.
Los Angeles.
That's some, that's some AOL humor. You know, last week I remembered ICQ and then the cops came and took me away. You guys don't even remember that, do you? You're too young.
It was right when we were coming up.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. If you remember ICQ, don't talk about it. The feds will be all over you.
If you remember ICQ, join me in the AOL chat room right after the show.
If you remember ICQ,
the instant messenger.
Whoop whoop. Ninjas.
After this,
insane
we got
insane clown quotient.
That's how smart the ninjas are.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ninja mathematics.
Where are we, man? Gonna make that one commenter mad. So after this, we got to look at Roderick Strong. Hi, we read them. Last week, after the show went off the air, Roderick Strong got beaten up by Sanity.
Mm.
All of them. All four of them.
Well, that's how Sanity rolls.
Terrible.
You never get beaten up by just one member of Sanity.
That would be insane. Got it. Roddy.
Rack him.
Walking very...
Leaving out all those crates.
Yeah.
Like, why? You could have just stayed put.
Like, someone would have come and got you.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to. Whatever.
No gurneys. No gurneys for him.
Just fists.
He talks about. Any man with two gurneys and has a fighting chance. Bad. He tells Regal that he wants Sanity. That's all of them, I guess, because he
didn't specify. He really didn't specify.
For dinner,
And then William Regal looks off screen while like eight stagehands are loudly having a conversation.
Yeah, did you get the food today?
We got any XLR cables over there? No, I unplugged all of mine.
Oh, this one's stripped.
Did you have that thing I sent you?
You gotta wind it up over under. What are you doing? You're gonna ruin the cable.
Who taught you that?
And then we cut to a dimly lit parking lot where
a new baby, a beautiful fiance,
things I've eaten today.
And you want Sanity to take over?
Sure. He's like, all right. If you want to lose all of those things, I will grant your request, and we're going to be getting Eric Young, Roderick Strong, a takeover.
Going to be getting a baby on a pole match.
Mm.
Stringing up by its feet.
No, it's you put
winner
the baby,
take all.
Baby in a shark cage. That's what I've been doing. They need to sell those toys.
Baby in a cat carrier.
It's just a pack and play. And then Eric Young just keeps taunting it. Goo, goo, ga, ga. Ah! Oh, it's like, I can't eat solid food.
It's funny. he's playing peekaboo with it.
Ah!
I've made a new jiffable moment.
But I just loved everything that was happening in the background of the segment.
They're just laughing and giggling and like weird. Damo was like,
truly weird,
he was like emo kid pulling his.
He's just standing there in the dark.
Damo kid. It was just like.
Yeah. And Alexander Wolf and Nikki Cross were just sort of drunk and horsing around. Yeah. Spray painting dick butt on the Transformer or whatever that was there.
Yes. Richard butt.
Yeah, Richard butt.
Richard butt.
Richard bottom.
Damn it. after this, we got our first look at Hideo Itami.
Sounds like a guy from the UK division, right?
Hello, I'm Richard Bottom.
I thought English string star.
There was a guy.
Fancy
saw,
me beating you up.
What? God, what was his name? It's like Sex Castle or something. Yeah.
God, that guy's
Sexton
great.
Hardcastle?
No, no, no. It's a like an English guy right now.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is Sexcastle.
Is it Sex? Yeah, it's got to be like Sexcastle or something. That guy's awesome.
You know, you have to have a membership to get onto the Sexcastle.
It's like the Magic Castle with sex.
Yes.
Yeah, nailed it. Literally.
It's also magic.
No, more like...
No. We've been canceled. I just... Yes, we've been canceled.
What's that? It's not even Steven, for God's sake. And then we got...
He just keeps leaning over.
He's just like...
He's not even listening.
Trust me. Make sure you got the soundboard selected.
Jack, someone in... Tina Keys in chat says it's Jack Sexsmith from...
That's Project. It! Sexsmith!
Sexsmith.
Yeah!
Call the Sexsmith!
Just out there like, king, 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 king. What you making? Sex. King, 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 king.
Yeah.
It's the sound of blacksmithery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a great impression of blacksmithing, and I hope that everyone is aware of it.
Yeah, it's pretty kinky. So we're going to be getting this Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, United Kingdom Championship match at TakeOver. So, hey, we haven't played anything about the UK tournament in about a week, so let's play a little thing about the United Kingdom tournament. Regardless, excited for this match. And I don't. We're probably going to see it two or three more times during TakeOver before, unless this starts the show, which I wouldn't be surprised.
He it should could. Call his fists Punchin' Judy.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
Why Biff and
Bop bat? And Bop and Bang.
Bop and Bang.
Yeah,
Punchin'
yeah.
Judy. It's not like it's trademarked. It's in the public domain.
It's like a 200-300 years old. So yeah, that'll be.
But I mean, at the same time, if they had a problem with Last Kicker. Something that sounds like you're punching a woman named Judy.
Punching Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
We like to thank Punching Judy for the theme song. Breaking Benjamin.
Just screaming. Because why not? British screaming.
Yes.
It's different.
Oi!
You gotta put your pinky out.
Oi! we got another bit for Patrick Clark. No date still. Cool.
Whatever.
Another look at Hideo Itami. It was a match that we were all in house for versus Tyler Breeze, and the first time he did the go to sleep
in San Jose,
or St. Joe's, as I call it,
as Nigel McGuinness would.
Sanjas.
Ingobernable.
Can we just? Anyway, it's one of those days, and NXT helped.
We're Matt, doing great.
Matt Levy in chat says another better name for his fist would be Banger and Mash.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
Especially if just with one hand he like mashes his hand into the.
It's like it's like he puts it off and then he just slows.
This one's my banger, but you go get mashed with this one. You're going to get mashed in it.
We're doing great.
As opposed to just be like, what are you doing? And then he gets bangered.
But then it's but the thing is, it smells like HP sauce. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It just sticks all over his face.
HP.
Yeah, HP. You have to because it's a British brand. It's not
I have
HP.
No idea what that is.
It's brown. Points. It's brown sauce.
Brown sauce.
That's you don't know what HP sauce?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Wow, I didn't think I'd go over Bill's head.
Sorry.
I'm not even being sarcastic.
Bingo, but no.
There's HP sauce.
Yeah. HP.
Oh, yes.
I drink a fair amount of that.
British breath.
Just guzzle it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
well, if you're out of Worcestershire.
Yeah. Sure. You gotta have a healthy amount of brown.
In your
diet every
the
week.
The four major food groups: brown, doves, dirt,
and water.
Yeah,
right.
Water.
Yeah, it's water.
Important. Most important meal of the day.
It's a food.
But he gets all of his water through beer.
That's what
sometimes.
Well, that's the safe water. What am I going to start drinking water out of ditches? I'm not an idiot.
Right, you're not.
No, I drink beer.
After Buzz TV exclusive, the hobo is not an idiot. Mm.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Boom!
Alright,
gonna make a shirt out of that. Not an idiot.
Not an idiot. I just wonder when we're gonna join the Borat Club.
I want a shirt of a drawing of a hobo chugging a bottle of HP.
Fan artists out there, let it happen.
Clement.
Hey, make it happen.
Don't make it happen. Let it happen.
Let it be natural.
Feel the inspiration.
Don't force it.
No.
Don't relax. Relax or you're gonna hurt yourself.
I like how our live shows have turned to our chat room talking
just
about the
show. Just like my favorite MXPX song, Let It Happen!
After this, we got a awesome interview with Asuka, where they were talking to her.
It was Asuka.
It was Asuka. And the guy was asking him some questions. Kyle said it's English A1 sauce.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. We're back on HP. But keeps asking Asuka, well, how do you feel about your triple threat match this Sunday? Next question. How do you feel about Ember Moon not taking part in the thing? Next question. Is this interview over? Gets out of the car, smiling face for all the adoring fans, you know,
selfie,
taking pictures and this, everybody's cheering. And the follow shot is behind her, and when it swoops back and swoops back to her face, she just couldn't give a damn.
She hates
these cans.
She hates everything. Yeah. She hates people, she hates cars, she hates questions. She hates everything.
She hates the question.
Kicking someone in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or throwing, she truly feels alive.
Recklessly throwing somebody through the bottom of the bottom rope and the apron.
Just pitching them off into the distance. Yeah. Goodbye. Be free.
Be free?
Be free.
And that's HP sauce available at your local store. We get a very interesting match between Lacey Evans and Sonya Deville.
This had my attention.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where here are two up-and-comers. We don't know necessarily which way this can go.
Both recently renamed. Mm-hmm. Both could potentially be on a hot streak. Really, it's anybody's match. So it was, I was definitely paying attention to this.
And we were, when we saw them in San Diego, both had a huge head of steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited, and we've been a fan of Sonya's for a while. What up, Sonya? Homegrown talent, if you will.
True that.
And I like how she tried to take... Lacey's always been one to sort of play by the rules, go for a little bit more of a like classic pro wrestling style.
You look at her. She's a classic kind of woman, classic beauty, dresses like an old school pinup. I mean, she's a way throwback. So you can imagine that she's going to stick a little bit more closely to grappling roots.
And Sonya tried to throw her off by just beating the hell out of her.
It's different styles.
That's how she do.
She did pretty well.
What do y'all think of this match?
Awesome.
Yeah, no, this was pretty boss.
They both looked great.
Sonya was in the driver's seat for the majority of this match. Lacey was able to break out with a few nice pieces, a neck breaker, and then a transition into a pin where she put all of her weight on her, really trying to get that 1-2-3, but she wasn't able to. Sonya, she just fights mean, you know.
Sonya definitely showed a lot more personality in this match, but. They both played their roles extremely well, and it was just a solid match to see a little bit more of what these two are made of.
Sonya really took Lacey for a punching bag, and the moment she underestimated her, Lacey caught her with a right hand right on the jaw, both of them going down. I mean, it was very intelligent of Sonya to focus in on the midsection, and that really became. The story of the match was Lacey sort of doubled over in agony for more than half of this match from Sonya just pounding and pounding and pounding away at her.
What's interesting is a lot of folks in chat right now are talking about how they don't like Sonya's new name, how that the original one was fine. I think
it's fine. Yeah. It's just they can't own it. So
they can't own it. Also, even though like we knew her, and I still call her Daria.
Know,
as opposed to Daria. Yeah. So it'd be one thing where you have this name, simple, Sonya Devil, you can chant it, you know. Like,
was it pronounced Devil?
No, it's Deville, okay. But, it's Deville. But still.
But, I mean, you could argue that it's a take on her old nickname of the New Jersey Devil.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's Sonya Devil, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, it's
not bad.
Something that takes a little getting used to. Anything new is not necessarily welcome. But change is inevitable, and this change may be the catalyst for some serious quality from you know what?
No, we're all pretty fried today.
Can we get some more coffee in here?
Yeah,
Run in.
Gaston, coffee, please. And I mean, she started off amazingly in this match. Lacey tried to hold her own. That unique pin attempt was really cool. But Sonya got the win with like a running knee zaguri.
Yeah, sort of a thing. Sort of a shining wizard in zaguri.
Step up knee.
Kind of. Yeah. I'm not sure if there was much of a step. There was definitely a jump. But it was the way she did it. It looked very similar to the Kinshasa. It was pretty close to that. I would rather see her with a jiu-jitsu background. I'd rather see her have a submission finish as her go-to instead of a strike finish. Too many strike finishes.
I agree.
In my opinion.
I think that she will have a submission finish at some point. I think she'll have two. All the best wrestlers have a submission finish and a finisher finish, a pin finish.
Could it be
all of them?
Well, I don't really. I mean, I have the inverted Cloverleaf.
Like, who can forget Shawn Michaels' submission finisher?
Yep, who could?
So you will.
Who could?
Does anybody think it might be a situation where at the Performance Center, Sonya's been trying some stuff out, but it's been because of her MMA background, it's been leaving people maybe a little bit too hurt?
Possibility exists that she's maybe a little too dangerous, but some of those strikes, those haymakers she was throwing tonight, especially the one, she targeted the midsection, and when she was throwing them, she threw them all the way back and threw them all the way into Lacey Evans' spine through her front.
Spine front.
Pretty uncomfortable. Yeah. So
is being punched in the stomach uncomfortable?
Yeah, depends on if you're ready for it, though.
Okay, AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's fine. Go ahead, hit it.
Room show.
Thank you.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Then after this, we got another look. We jumped from 2015 to last month when
it's a big gap.
It's a big gap.
Big gap in there.
He got hurt twice in between that, where he GTS Bobby Roode, essentially saying, "I'm coming for you," in that exact Don Knotts-ian voice. I'm coming for you, Bobby.
Don Knotts down at NXT. Who's the Don Knotts type? We need one of those.
We need
Paul Ellering do a different voice.
Who would be who's the Barney Fife of NXT? Leave us your comments down below and who you think is the Barney Fife.
It's still Enzo Amore.
How you doing?
South Newton 1 brings up a good point. Yes, there are a million kick and strike finishes in NXT right now. Daria may have the only one for a woman in the women's division. Like, Asuka has a kick or the hip attack or whatever. I guess you're right.
But
so many women on the main roster especially have submission finishers. There's the Code of Silence. There's Natalya's Sharpshooter. There's Becky's Disarm Her. There's Charlotte's Figure Eight. There's the Banks Statement. I
would say at least for those last two, at least they have an attack finisher as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm saying all the best wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like, you can forget Ric Flair's non-submission finisher.
Yep.
He did win backbone. His first world title with a flying crossbody off the top rope. Harley Race. What's up?
Yeah.
The only time he hit it. The only time he went to the top rope and didn't get tossed off.
Why do it
again? Weird.
Don't listen to this in England because it means something different.
Marie brings up Tamina.
That's another Tamina. Time. Sure, that's another time that you'll hear Ric Flair just go, "Ah, God!"
Oh, goodness. Our main event of the evening: Cassius Ohno versus Andrade Almas. And what sort of stood out to me for this match a little bit more than Cassius Ohno was once he started using his elbow like, it's a coming for you. You should be watching for it anyway. But once he first...
Here I come.
Once he makes headway...
I'm going to be doing this.
And if you're in my way... but Almas then switched his offense to be towards the arm. He started being a lot of submissions, a lot of attacks at the arm, arm bars, hanging from the top rope.
Because when he's throwing his right, he's leaving his left hanging. Mm-hmm. So that's a free arm. As long as you duck that right, you can pick up that left and start to torque on it really hard.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That's just smart. He's not an idiot. Almost is not dumb. He's lazy.
And cocky.
It's different, yes. He's willing to take any shortcut he can find.
Oh, did we see anything on Twitter about him partying after the match tonight?
Wouldn't be surprised if there were.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a .com.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Wins, losses don't matter. I mean, he would like to, but if it means sort of going the extra mile, he's not going to. Mm. He's just lazy.
Do you think we're going to see any more from these two?
I don't know. They were fighting like they hate each other.
It was weird how they both hit like big strikes on each other and screamed at each other in defiance, like this was a feud that like a blood feud.
Like, I didn't realize like this, we got transported to Japan. All
like this match would have taken place at the pay per view formerly known as Bad Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great balls of fire.
I'm gonna miss Mauro.
Yeah.
He should
yeah.
be calling that pay per view. but I mean, Ono hits two elbows.
Yeah,
in
one,
order to get the win.
One was straight, and then the other was.
He spin.
Yeah,
he spin.
I'm just surprised at how ineffective his boots are. He keeps kicking Almas in the face, and Almas won't go down, but he'll chop him, and he'll fall down. What's wrong with your feet? Are they made out of marshmallows?
I think he's getting he gets full extension before making contact.
Oh, he's not pushing through him. He's like pushing up to him.
Yeah,
actually, like, that. Actually, I've read that his elbow is actually the only solid part of his body. Like,
oh, wow.
And that's why he protects it with a
rubber bones.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like
dozens of people in the world have rubber bone syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
RBS.
Yeah, I'm doing a benefit show for RBS coming up here.
Are you?
I am.
Cool.
And I heard the charity single that was released for that was... It seems to me you lived your life like you had some rubber bones.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a group of us. We're all singing it together. Each of us have a part.
You've got the bones. They're made of rubber.
There's a rubber bone. You got rubber bones.
You should be on a Dr. Pepper commercial of that.
So!
South of Newton 1 brings up a very good point that he would like to see this continue, or they would like to see this continue and eventually lead to a street fight. Neither have much else to do.
We got each other. Yeah. Let's
tag team.
Before we get off this Ono Almas match, I got to bring up two things.
Sure.
One, right now, Andrade Cien Almas is in this weird situation where it's like he sort of has feuds, but you can never really tell whether he's going to be wrestling someone just once or like for 5 weeks.
Because he doesn't care.
Right.
Like that's him. He doesn't have feuds. Because to have a feud, you have to be angry at somebody. And Almas is like, man, I'm just here. I'm here to pick paycheck, win, lose, who gives? I'm here.
And the other thing I want to talk about is that was the worst basketball jersey I've ever seen. It was like a turtleneck.
Seriously?
It was like a mock turtleneck basketball jersey.
I'm not sure.
He went to the jersey store, like, picked one up off the rack, and then he got it home. He's like, ah, God, I got a misprint.
No, it's one of those things where you spend all night, like, on Amazon, like, I want this one specific thing,
yeah.
And you finally think you find it, and it gets there, and it's like, well, this isn't what
well, like, there was a period of years where I'd go to, like, punk shows, and, like, I would, like, oh, this awesome shirt. I'd buy the shirt and get it home and put it on, and all the screen printing was, like, off-center.
Yes, like, I hate worse. That.
It's like those Chinese dresses that the ladies order online and they never look the same when they get them home. Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
It's exactly like that.
100 precisely.
Yeah.
This is a litter box.
This isn't even a dress. This is a jug of HP sauce. Well, I might as well try it on.
You can wear that. Yeah.
Yeah, if you like Carrie. Weird. After...
Like, in reference to your own line.
Like, I am, man, for those of you sports fans out there, tonight, for me, humor-wise, is what we like to call a strikeout. But last segment of the show, Bobby Roode running Hideo down, as you would do before a match where you're going to fight this guy.
Sure, you might have knocked someone out. Not me, though.
Except when you did.
His Canadian citizenship is going to get revoked if he keeps talking badly about people.
That's just can you do that?
Yeah. No, you can't. I mean, you might be able to get away with it in America.
Can you revoke him?
But if they get a video of that up in the north there, he's going to get his citizenship.
Explain Justin
snapped.
Bieber then.
Snip.
Hey, Gordo, you see this fellow on the TV?
Yeah.
He's bringing up some negative viewpoints about his opponent there.
Yeah, well, once I get back with some Labatt, I'm going to have some words about this.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like the Canucks are playing the Sens or anything.
Oh, God forbid.
All right.
Labatt blue.
Better get back to the Tim Hortons.
Red, white, but never blue, eh?
That's right. deep Smodcast poll.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to go back and listen to some classic Smodcast.
10 years back in the archives.
Jesus. Hideo comes out. Regal tries to keep him apart. Doesn't work because there's a fracas.
I believe that's pronounced...
Fracas?
Fraca.
It's like the weird C thing. It's like with Francois. Francois.
It's called a circumflex.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. He hit him with a circumflex!
Be done with the circumflex!
Just like a breast!
With laser precision... That's a circumcision.
Pete the Moyle Dunn.
Oh, man. We're going to get
so... He works for tips.
We're going to get so many bad comments. But you know what? We're having a good time.
We like us.
We do.
Why don't you?
Here's the thing. Let me give you a little bit of inside baseball. Because I struck out and everything. Mm-hmm. On weeks where you may be able to discern... When we feel a lot of important stuff happened on NXT or not.
I mean, it's every week is important, but man.
Let's get into predictions.
Hit it, sure. We'll do that first.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I just received words. We've been doubled.
Super Ultra.
Two negatives as a positive. Yeah. We're back on!
Receiving word, we've been quintuple canceled, no backseat.
That's still a double double. Yeah.
Double secret canceled.
There you go. That's what I was trying to think of. Double secret. We're on double secret probation. But hey, TakeOver's on Saturday.
What? Holy smoly. It's Kathy Kelly will be there.
Will she?
She will.
Kelly?
Kathy Kelly.
Don't know her.
I never heard of her.
Is she gonna do the post show interview like
pre,
she usually does?
She's doing a pre. Ooh.
Is she on the pre show?
She said pre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe she's talking about the Grand Prix.
Yeah. The Chicago Grand Prix.
That's Grand Metalik.
Ah.
That's Grand Metalik pre
on the 205 live. But
just to answer all of your questions in chat, I'm straight edge.
And no,
what,
no,
you think
and
we're
yes.
Drunk?
No, are you guys high, drunk, or tired?
Tired. No comment from the hobo.
I'll take four. Done.
I'll take all of them. I'm all of them.
I'll take them.
I'm high, drunk, tired, sober, single, married.
What? I'm telling the hobo.
I'm putting all my tax information in here.
Single zero.
What's your status? Yeah.
What ASL? Sure. So let's talk about TakeOver. We got the match tonight, Eric Young versus Roderick Strong. Do we think it's gonna be a one time thing, or do you think it's gonna be like the new Ty Dillinger thing where it's Roddy versus Sanity?
It's a little weird that Roddy's going into the exact spot Ty Dillinger was in. Ty Dillinger was so well liked, and they want Roderick Strong to be so well liked. That arguably was the whole point of these you know, Better Know a Roderick Strong videos, was they wanted the audience to receive him better at live shows and on television. And for the most part, from what I understand, it's working. But I think they're trying a little too hard to put him into that spot, that hole left by Ty Dillinger. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's gonna be if
trying
it's
to put the rod
the
in the hole, huh?
Yeah, I mean the rod in the exact same hole, and I don't know.
It's a tough slot to be in.
The hole's too fresh. Yeah. It's just too fresh.
Yeah.
To put a rod like that in it that quick.
So how do
he's
we?
He's in a tight spot. You could say.
Yeah. I mean. I hope this works out. I hope that they get what they want of him looking like a real underdog. Because, I mean, honestly, 1-on-4, he's and they're pushing this wife and baby thing to the moon and back. I hope they get what they want. I just, personally, I don't have any emotional attachment to Roderick Strong. A lot of you guys do. That's great. But I'm not getting the right feeling from him. That's
hopefully
I hope this match helps me connect.
And I hope, like, this was put together at literally the last minute. So I hope that we do get more of this so that he has to go toe-to-toe promo-wise with Eric Young,
who is good magic. God.
But, I mean...
Or will he?
Or will he?
Damn it.
Will he?
I saw Will He wrestle in Japan. He was great.
I saw Will I Am pushing a shopping cart down the street.
Was he H?
Was.
Okay.
Since day one.
Day one H. Our WWE UK Championship match between Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. Does anybody see this going another way?
I mean, you think Pete's going to pick
Pete's
it up.
Gonna win. Also, we should mention that there's going to be a special announcer for one of the matches at NXT TakeOver. I believe it will probably be this one.
Yes, this match is going to have Jim Ross because he called the UK special, which is airing this Friday, and so they're going to have him air as part of this.
And knockers will be slobbered. Wait.
Yeah. Isn't that what he's... Yeah.
Yeah. Business is about to pick up.
I'll pick up business. Where is business? I'm an Uber.
Mr. Business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Lord Business.
I like cats.
So who do you think's going to win this one?
Pete Dunne.
I don't know. I mean, Bates been good. He's just, I don't know, it's kind of like slipped off a bit because absences sometimes can make the heart grow fonder or sometimes it can make you forget. Because after he won it, he was so hot. He was so hot and then it was so long until we actually saw something new from him. It kind of just cooled off. Mm-hmm. And I think the change would reignite what the title needs. I think the title needs some more, just some people talking about it. So a change would cause people to really take notice and then to reinvest in watching the title and to see where it goes.
And they're showing the UK special that they taped in Norwich
Friday,
the day before TakeOver, so that we have time to see the number one contender match that led to this match. We get to see another Tyler Bates successful title defense. Spoilers.
That's I don't get it. I don't know why.
But so we get to see a little bit more of what makes this championship, you know, a real deal, and then we can move right on to the next night where we see it in one night. This is a coveted championship that people are fighting hard for and trying to strive toward, and then the next night we get to hopefully see that title change to make it a big deal.
You kind of forget about it because you don't see it that often. You don't see its defense happening on a weekly, bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, also that finals match between Bate and Dunn was so awesome.
Yeah.
And it told such an awesome... Like, they told that story all weekend of Dunn versus Bate. Yeah. And they did it so well. It was such a good story. And they've kept them completely separate since January until now. And now we're finally going to get to see that rematch.
Yeah.
So and this is the right time, in my opinion.
And hopefully it won't be too long until we get another, quote, special, or we get an official brand from
I would
from
watch a weekly UK. Show of the UK division, for sure.
I would, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
a lot of wrestling.
Different.
I'd be more willing to watch a show for this division than 205 Live on a consistent basis.
I can agree with that.
I can agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
People asking why we don't do a show for 205 Live. Anyway, aside from this, well, who do you, Hoba, did you say who you wanted to take this one?
Did I say who I wanted to? I think Dunn. I sort of want Dunn to take it, but if Bate holds on to it, I won't be upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when it comes to the UK division, he is second to Dunn.
Yep.
That was bad. We've got our triple threat. Okay, I rebooted.
Sheboygan.
Yeah, I had a solid Sheboygan there. Triple threat for the NXT Women's Championship between Ruby Riott, Nikki Cross, and Asuka.
I mean, we were talking about this last week. I think we said damn near everything that we can say, considering nothing happened this week. It'll probably be Asuka's game. I mean, there's no reason why Asuka shouldn't just be able to win this.
Yeah.
Granted, Ruby Riott and Nikki Cross are both seriously off-key characters, Asuka's, she's the champ, and I think she's going to pick him apart and eat him whole.
When it was a fatal four-way, I was pretty confident that the title was going to change hands without Asuka being involved. Mm-hmm. But now that it is a triple threat and Nikki and Ruby have such an issue with each other, I believe that Asuka will retain.
I still think that this could...
I wouldn't be shocked if the title did change hands.
Yeah.
But I think that it seems more likely
I'd
that...
I'd be surprised.
I think it seems more likely that... Because they're really starting to tell the story now of Asuka being a bad person. Mm. And I think that it makes more sense for Ember to come back and SummerSlam weekend knock her off her pedestal.
I wonder if we'll see Asuka try to take one of the other women out before the match. Like, earlier in the show or, like, right. during the pre-show, like...
Well, I mean, it would have to be... It had to be Ruby.
Yeah.
Nikki is surrounded at all time by giants.
True.
So she's sort of sequestered. Even if she's alone, she's not alone. But Ruby's the only one who's vulnerable, potentially. So it could be one-on-one, but I don't think it would necessarily help. Because if she injures Ruby, it makes Ruby more of a target, and Nikki can then pin Ruby or cause her to submit and then win the title a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. I think if everything happened in-ring, it would serve Asuka better.
Okay, because I think it would be one thing to attack Ruby, and Ruby being as wonderful of a person she is, she fights her way... Like, through trainers saying, no, you can't go out there, whatever. And, like, in the middle of the match comes out, and she ends up losing the match because she's still hurt. I don't know.
Right. That's why Asuka wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, well, I can't control that, necessarily.
Fair.
It's a little bit out of her control. Like, she can eliminate a variable and then capitalize, but sort of adding a variable that changes the outcome and then trying to handle it, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, I'm regardless, I think we're all excited to see how this match goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after the changeup. NXT Tag Team Title Ladder Match between DIY and the Authors of Pain.
Well, if rumor is to be believed...
Don't.
Well...
It's the Big Show.
It's the Authors!
Well, we're not talking for rumors, because... I would
like to see... I mean, it would be really cool to see the DIY be the second two-time tag champs. And if they were going to capture the titles again, I believe it would be here. But that being said, I don't think that it will be their time to capture the titles.
Yeah.
Because
all roads lead to Authors versus Beef Boys.
True.
Seriously.
It seems to be just going that direction. And DIY just doesn't have... They don't have the right chemistry. They haven't figured out the right way to work the Authors of Pain to actually get a win to this point.
Have they tried doing it themselves?
That's all they've been doing. They've only been doing it themselves.
Do it with each other. Wait, yeah. No.
Well, I mean...
Strike that from the record.
Well, they're married. It's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... I don't think the DIY is going to pick it up. There's just... I mean, they could get close, potentially, but mm-hmm. I really just don't think they're going to
I think this match is going to rule, though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like,
going to get Razor or Akam just balling out of control off of a ladder onto some tiny boy.
Yeah.
The squished boys.
Just man. Like, oh, what's that grease spot on the ring? Ah, that used to be Johnny Gargano.
Yep.
Dead. it's going to be a fun match regardless, and DIY, I think, they have... The even ground. They have the high ground.
That's right, Matthew in chat. When is TM61 coming back?
That's a very good question.
Well, several months.
Yeah.
Yep. Still gluing one of them together.
Which is sad. I missed them at in Orlando for a celebration.
But with this trend of people like being on the shelf with injury and getting like completely shredded in the while they're gone, like Nick Miller's gonna come back just like.
He was the powerhouse, too.
But he's going to come back and like, who is that? Did Ryback grow hair? No, that's Nick Miller.
He's going to be two Nick Millers taped together to make one big Nick Miller. Big Nick Miller!
Our last match.
Big Nick Miller.
Big Richard. Hideo Itami versus Bobby Roode for the NXT title. Does anybody think Hideo is finally going to get the big win?
God, I'd say he deserves it more than anybody. He's had one of the hardest roads of anybody in NXT, period. And I would absolutely love to see him pick it up. I mean, that GTS, it works. You saw Roderick Strong's face after Hideo hit it on him. He was a bloody mess. I think that if Itami's able to hit that, it will absolutely win the match for him. Mm-hmm. The question is, can he do it? Rude is smart. Rude's smart enough that if he were able to hit it, Rude would manage to fall out of the ring and pick up a 10 count and retain, but with the loss. Rude is too smart to be cut short. He's dangerous in his intelligence, and his cockiness is really a mask for his intelligence.
Mm-hmm. I think I no matter what, I think Rude will retain.
Yeah,
he may not get the W, but he may retain.
Right.
Yeah. How about you, Pam?
Yeah, I would really like to see a Tommy win, but it seems like the story, like, I really want Itami to win. Like, yeah. I really, really want him to win the title. Yeah. I think that Rude will get desperate and get disqualified or something like that, because it just seems like the story that they're telling is Drew McIntyre is going to be the person to unseat Bobby Roode. But, you know, it could be wrong. It could be a respect thing between Itami and McIntyre.
That'd be pretty boss. You'd have to look forward to that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are out of time, so we're going to have to let that be for the evening. But excited, if rumors to be true, that Kennedy Brink may be the first female referee in a long time.
Yeah.
Awesome. But aside from that, we're still determining what we're going to be doing the after show for NXT TakeOver Chicago. So please,
Chicago.
Howdy, hey.
TakeOver.
So if you want information on when that show is going to be live, please follow us all on Twitter, starting with Bill.
You can follow me on the Twitter machine at Sundown Motel. And go to uprax.com to read about the NXT TakeOver and Backlash.
Oboe.
I'm on the Twitter at True Hobo. Let's see, I did the Hobo Legends video last week, released it on a Friday as a story of how I met Roddy Piper for the first time.
You climbed Mount Shasta.
I did that. That was me. So you should go watch that. I'll release a new one on Friday, and that one should be fun too. Mark!
I haven't heard you call me that in a long time. Yeah. You don't say my name a lot. I'll change that.
He was calling you a Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, boy. Mark. This is one of my, I'll tell you later. But you can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. You can find all of us here at AfterBuzz TV and all of our other wrestling content. We have a show for Monday Night Raw, a show for SmackDown, a show coming back for Lucha Underground, and, of course, our super shows, Making Their Way to the Ring with Lillian Garcia and X-Pac 12360. Today we had Dr. Sean Stasiak. It was actually a really interesting interview. I highly recommend anybody go listen to it. Anybody and everybody, but thank you so much for watching this episode of the NXT After Show. We will see you in Chicago.
Bye-bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After Shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.